More than 400 authors and more than 200 programs. That's what an expected 20,000 guests have to look forward to at this year's Virginia Festival of the Book.
So one of the great things about the festival is that every year is new because we bring in new authors and we really focus on bringing in new books.
Assistant Director of the Virginia Center for the Book, Sarah Lawson, shares some of this year's highlights.
We have headliner Joseph Stiglitz coming, who's a Nobel Prize winning economist, and he'll be part of a three-part series on economic inequality and what we can do locally and statewide to address that issue. We also have Kwame Alexander coming, the youth headliner who has been making the news a lot recently with his new book, and we're excited to bring him to Culver Theater on Wednesday, March 22nd for an all-ages program as well.
Lawson says the festival has evolved in the past 23 years, growing more and more diverse and aiming to appeal to more and more people. Organizers strive to appeal to all ages, all genres, and all interests.
Whether you like nonfiction history or if you like sci-fi and fantasy, we have something for you. And it's low commitment. You can literally just show up to an event, and there are no tickets. Most of the events are completely free, so you can kind of just pop in, see if it's something that you like, and if not, move on.
According to Lawson, two good examples of the breadth of programming one will find at the festival are authors Jennifer Brody and Brendan Wolfe.
I am the author of a book called Finding Bix: The Life and Afterlife of a Jazz Legend.
While hundreds of authors will be traveling from around Virginia and across the country, Wolf is based in Charlottesville and says he looks forward to participating as an author for the first time this year. His featured nonfiction revolves around the life and legacy of jazz legend Bix Beiderbecke.
With Louis Armstrong, he was one of the most innovative jazz soloists of the 1920s. He was white. He was one of the first important white players in jazz. And he died very young. He was just 28 years old. He drank himself to death and became one of the first important legends of jazz.
As Wolf explains, Beiderbecke's story has flown relatively under the radar, and his book aims to shine the spotlight in a unique way.
It's not a straight biography. It's a combination of biography, history, criticism, first-person reportage. So it's a story of his life, but it's also the story of how people have written about him, what he means, both culturally and to me.
While Wolf focuses on nonfiction jazz, author Jennifer Brody is sure to appeal to lovers of science fiction.
My debut novel is a young adult science fiction title, and that's the first in a trilogy. The second book published in the fall, which is called Return of the Continuum, and the third book is coming out in July, and that completes the trilogy.
Brody and her novel, The 13th Continuum, will be featured at two events during the festival. With a background in Hollywood movie production, the self-taught author says writing the young adult trilogy was an experience she's looking forward to sharing. Whether it's science fiction or nonfiction biography, organizers say anyone on the fence about attending should take a leap and be surprised by what they find.
We really encourage people to take an experimental approach and explore things that they might not think they care about, and just see if it's of interest. But then also there's always that favorite author that you have who's coming to town that you want to make sure you see, and that's pretty exciting as well.
All schedules and events can be found at vabook.org. For WMRA News, I'm Safia Mokpai.